Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you are listening to LaRock Inspired Radio. I hope everyone's having a good day today out there. I am calling from the very hot 916. It is probably about 103 degrees today, so everybody, please stay cool, stay calm, stay motivated in this heat. You know, when you get in traffic, don't go to going crazy on people, okay? So you are listening to LaRock. I am your host. I am your DJ. I'm your homegirl. I am your friend. I'm the big auntie. I'm whatever you need me to be. You can always call in. Our call-in number today, if you'd like to speak, is 323-642-1569. We have an amazing woman coming on the show today by the name of Patrice L. Lewis. She is putting on a march for the community of Vallejo. And today she's just going to let us know about what it is she's bringing to the table for us. She is a community builder. She is affiliated with the NAACP in Vallejo. She's also working with Youth Together in Vallejo. And today's show is going to be about nonviolence, stopping the violence, and how we can come together and make a change with what we have. So today we're going to get straight into it, get straight into business. I do have a few shout-outs I'm going to give, but I'll give those a little bit later in the show. So we're going to go ahead and go on live right now with Patrice L. Lewis. Patrice, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello, good afternoon, how are you?
Good afternoon, how are you, Patrice? How are you?
I'm
it's so
awesome.
Nice to have you on board. Okay, young lady. Now, what I know about you so far is that you're just absolutely amazing.
Well,
That's what I do know. Like I was telling my listeners, I know that you're a community builder and that you're working with a few organizations to, you know, help stop the violence.
Yes.
You know, and with a march and some other things that you have in place.
Okay.
One thing I want
to
ask
you, a little synopsis or?
Yeah. One thing I want to ask you is, I mean, what made you do it? Why are you helping the community? Is this a personal thing, a professional?
So overall, I mean, I grew up in the church, so I mean, the love of God's people and serving God's people has already been instilled in me since a very young age. So I already worked in church, and just in 2011, it spread out to I just had an inkling, and I always seen people, you know, on television that were serving on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and other more affluent communities. So I thought to myself, you know, I've always been blessed. I grew up in a middle-class home. I never, you know, I wasn't, I grew up middle-class. And so I was like, how can I want to help the people that are less fortunate that may not be as blessed as myself. So I decided to look up a couple places, shelters and churches during the holiday season, Thanksgiving specifically in 2011. And from then on, I met certain people that were really active in our community of Vallejo. And they just kind of, it just became full to lead and spearhead the march and the step show for the community in support of nonviolence in 2015.
Gosh, we need that. We need that so, so deeply because, I know you're down in the Bay Area and the crime there is just, you know, through the roof. They just had a young lady get murdered out there. In her living in her front yard or something like that. I don't know if it was the city of Vallejo or Richmond, but I know that was someplace close. And it's, you know, we need to wake our youth up with something that's going to really help gear them towards stopping the violence because they think it's okay.
Right. For me, as far as like, you know, the youth, I really wanted to, because I've been thinking about having a march for a long time, and I also been thinking about having a step show for a long time, and finally I just was like, I need to do this. And yes. As far like the youth, I feel like they really need a large demonstration of a positivity.
They do.
And what that actually looks like in our generation, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, because they were like, I don't know if I want to do, why do you want to do a march? That's so old school and whatnot. And I was like, well, no, I feel like we need the march because we haven't had large demonstrations and marches in support of, you know, things that were necessarily prevalent in our city, in smaller cities, in years. This is not the 1950s. Yeah. This is not the 1960s. But yet and still, we still have some of these same problems that are prevalent.
Yes, they are. And I want to say to the listeners, you know, black-on-black crime is way worse than police to black or white to black. Or, you know, we have to come in and strap the bootstraps up and really get real and get out there and stop scared to be labeled a snitch and certain things, because sometimes things go on in our community and we could prevent things, but a closed mouth is just as worse as committing the crime when you know you can stop it. And I think
right.
the march is a good way to get everybody out, so no one has to be scared. You're going to see people that think like you, that want to change the community. So I believe the march can never be old school. You know, it's something
yeah.
that that we need. Now, since we're talking about the march, but give us, I know it's August 29th. I know that it starts at 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning. Tell us, you know, kind of a synopsis of what's going to take place and how the people can get to where the march is going to be. I know it's 245 Holy Street. Can you give us some
okay.
info?
Yes. So basically the march is going to begin at Rehoboth World Outreach Center, which is a church located at 245 Holly Street in Vallejo, California. Zip code is 94589. The lineup is at 9:15 a.m. So and then after, we'll take about 45 minutes for people to line up and us to get organized as far as how, you know, we're going to actually march. I want to put youth in front of the march. And then at 10 a.m. promptly, we will depart Holly Street to Peach Street to Tuolumne, and then we'll hit B.W. Williams, and we'll go straight up B.W. Williams Drive, which turns into, I think, Mini Drive. And you're going to – the Boys and Girls Club is right there on the right-hand side on the corner of Corcoran and Mini. 555 Corcoran Avenue, 94589 is the Continental of Omega Boys and Girls Club address. Once we get to the Boys Club, there will also be a flea market for the community from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club. So, and then about an hour or so later, 12:30, we'll go ahead and open the doors to the Boys and Girls Club for people to come in. And enjoy our step show. And then at 1 p.m. promptly, we'll go ahead and start our step show, which will feature young youth step groups from the city of Vallejo. We have a couple black Greek fraternities, possibly a couple sororities. And we'll also have a young rap artist from Vallejo. His name is Mac Juan. He'll also close out our show for us. But in between the stepping, I'm going to have young people from Vallejo, also mothers from Vallejo, talking about violence in a community, what a community looks like without violence, and also
wow.
just encouraging speeches to encourage their peers to be nonviolent and to, you know, promote unity and community in our city and also just, you know, across the country. So
wow.
I really want to make it an inspirational event. And so, and then after that, we'll be announcing what's coming up next in our community. So, because we want to keep this going.
So,
I don't like isolated events.
Yeah, that's great, Ms. Patrice. And then also, just for all you guys listening, this is a free event. So, you know,
that's
money
free.
Is not an excuse. Yeah, money's not an excuse not to show up, you guys. You know, this is a way to get your family out, you know, and maybe even a young mother or brother or sister who has recently lost someone, this might be a good
right.
way to get them to heal, to be around people who have lost other people. Because it's nothing like two mothers getting together that know exactly what it feels like.
right,
to lose a child. And right, that's where this event is going to really touch the community. Now, I do want to ask you about just your backing, your education background. You know, what did you do to kind of make you just turn away from violence yourself, you know, and not grow up in, you know, it doesn't just take to be middle class and in church, because we know people stray away from the rights of their parents and stray away from what's right with God. What kept you?
Right. I would just say a praying mother, like everybody else. But
yeah,
I mean,
a mother's prayer.
Through,
yeah.
Right. I went through Vallejo Public Schools. I was born in Berkeley, but we moved from Oakland to Richmond, and finally I've been in Vallejo almost 20 years now. So pretty much grew up on the north side of Vallejo, went to the public schools there. Then I went to Sac State, which is just right up the street where you guys are,
yeah,
and came back
yeah
to Vallejo. And so pretty much when I was in Sacramento and, you know, just being from the Bay and just kind of seeing what the lifestyle was out there and then having to come back and live in Vallejo, I kind of realized that, you know, I could be influencing people because it seems as such that I have the power to persuade others. And so it came a point in time in my life where, you know, I decided, hey, I should be trying to persuade people around me to do more positive things and uplift them versus influencing people to do bad and negative things. And that kind of really just was like my thing. And from now on, it's like I'm going to try to inspire, you know, my peers and young people and even older individuals to basically just be more positive. And how can we create
yeah
a better environment for us to, I mean, live in, basically.
Yeah, we need it. We need it. And I know that as being a young black female, per se, it can be difficult for us to get things done in a professional realm because it's a male-dominated world. So it's just a blessing that someone like you is just pushing forward and knocking down all the obstacles that could come in your way, you know, and taking what you've learned and bringing it back to your community. That's paying it forward in the truest form.
Thank you. One thing I do want to add that was really inspiring to me besides growing up in the church is that my father is from rural Mississippi, and he grew up in the Jim Crow era. And
okay,
I'm a history major because of the influence of my father, because I grew up in a house where I had someone who was constantly, you know, pulling me, hey, it's a documentary on about Aiden Jane Pittman. It's a documentary on, this is the movie Rosewood. It's Glory. All these inspirational movies that really show the struggle of African-American people here in this country. And just I grew up, you know, just kind of immersed in just our rich history and how we have to struggle as a people. And realizing that, you know, also living in Vallejo with such diverse, you know, culture, it just was like, hey, I not only am, you know, a representative of, you know, being African-American, but also we need this unity piece because we don't live in a
yeah
world where a bubble. We don't live alone. So it's really twofold, and also being a woman. So
wow,
a lot
Patrice
of inspiration for my father.
You got chills all over my body right now. Like, you are just the bomb. So are there any programs, you know, just outside of what you're doing, is there anything that a number or a website or anything we can give a parent or a youth that may be in search of just something? Is there something that you have that maybe I don't have to give them, a program that you know about there in Vallejo?
So here in Vallejo, there are kind of several different projects that are kind of jumping off and some that have already been in existence. My one friend, he has an event. It's called Developmenting for Life. Called
yes
Hoop Life Forever. And he's on Instagram. It's Hoop Life Forever. There's also Vallejo Peace Project, which is a project that just started. A young brother named Philip Wilson. He's on Facebook as Philip Wilson. I mean, that's a program that just brings awareness to the importance of community and trying to unite people. And then also there's Vallejo Youth Together, which is something that I'm kind of spearheading. And it's just a volunteer service organization for youth who want to get active and want to get involved. as well as below NAACP, which, of course, they combat discrimination socially, politically, and professionally. So in those two organizations, Vallejo Youth Together and Vallejo NAACP, I have applications for, and so anybody can contact me about that. So.
And can you give the contact information you'd like the listeners to have to be able to contact you?
Yeah, my phone number is 707-704-4192, 707-704-4192. My name is Patrice, of course. I'm always available. And also my email, if people want to email me, it's patricellewis@gmail.com. So patricellewis@gmail.com. So I don't know. So any program, Vallejo Peace Project, Hoop Life Forever, Vallejo Youth Together, Vallejo NAACP, all those projects you can contact me about and I can get you to the right person. So.
Oh, I just love that, you know, because this station that I have is all liberation. It's all about healing. You know, it's all about how can we just, you know, heal our feet. You know, it don't necessarily have to be our soul either, but just live in a healing space, live in a happy space. And that's what we're trying to bring to the world and to our listeners. It's like, come on, you guys, get it together. It's all about love and unity and giving back and paying it forward and being kind all the time. You know, being kind is free, you know, and some people can just be really nasty. So I'm so happy that we have a chance to give some people no excuses is how I feel about it, because when you have three or four organizations and marches coming up and a place where you can give a listening ear and receive something positive, it's no excuse. You don't have to go back to what you knew before.
Anybody else that wants to do, like, projects or they have ideas that they want to see in the city, I mean, that's also something that you could bring to me or any of the organizations that I'm a part of, because we like to make smaller efforts bigger, basically, and just really we're all about collaboration. So because the thing is, like, everybody has so many different programs just throughout the city or throughout the Bay Area, and it's like, you know, that's even like churches. They have every church does some of the same stuff, but it's like, you know, let's try to collab and bring all this together, and that's something that's really big to me as well, collaboration.
Yes, that's great, because I see as far as collaboration with the march and the performances, you're going to have step performances, sorority, maybe fraternity performances, also spoken word, and then, you know, people who have been directly affected by violence. I mean, that's like, I'll be there. I know it's August 29th.
Awesome.
I'm
excited.
Sacramento. I'm driving up from Sacramento, and I'm coming out to be a part of everything that you have going on. So what I'm going to do is we're going to just take a small break. I'm going to have you come back with me, so I'm going to just have you hang on for just a few seconds. I'm going to play one song, and I'm going to pull you back in, and we'll just go over just a couple of more questions, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you're a busy lady. I'm going to play a song by the Delphonics, y'all. I want to play La 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 Means I Love You, because we're in a healing space right now. And I think taking it back a little old school will bring us back, you know, to love again. So we're going to play the Delphonics, and I'll be back with you guys shortly.
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring.
That song. Okay, I'm back, y'all. We have Ms. Patrice L. Lewis live on the air with us today. Again, she's putting on the annual Back to School Community March in Vallejo. This is a nonviolent march, so I'm expecting everybody to come out and support. Ms. Patrice,
yes.
Are you there? Okay.
Can you hear me?
With me. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you just good. So, you know, this is going to be, I just want you to kind of, you know, it's kind of like repeating yourself again, just so the people can understand this is real. And this is something you want to continue on, correct? This is not the last time you're going to have a march like this.
No, this is actually the first time that this is the first annual. So it's the first one. It's our first time around. We always have the MLK March. As I said, I'm part of NAACP. We always do MLK every year. And I'm like, what can we do, you know, at the end of the year or throughout the year that's demonstrating the same type of unity? So this is very real, and it is very passionate, and very it's for the community.
Wow. Okay, you guys, I mean, she's giving it to you straight up, you know, and that's what I do, too. It's all about supporting each other. You know, I say we need to buy black, think black. That doesn't mean you're anti-white or anti-Jew or anti-anything. It's just we need to help our people think differently. And I think the marches and doing shows and bringing the community together in a positive way plants a seed. You know, it really does. And as long as we keep watering that seed by continuing on the marches, not just having an MLK march, that's once a year. So you saying that, that's like an aha moment for me. Like, yes, we need to do this as often as we can, as often as time permits.
Right. I just want to add to that if I can. We are hitting a 60-year anniversary for the murder of Emmett Till this year.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same weekend of August 29th. And then also December marks 150 years since the close of slavery in America, period. So it's time for us to kind of get active and start moving and shake some things up and start doing things the same but differently at the same time.
Think when blacks come together that we hate everybody else. And that's not true. It's just we got to come together.
Yes.
To make something happen. For us, it's a culture thing. You know, other cultures and other nationalities, it's okay for them to have their own community. You know, you go to certain neighborhoods and it's a full Russian community, it's a full Asian community, it's a full Indian community, and it's okay. That doesn't mean they hate blacks. That doesn't mean they hate whites. That's how they work together. That's how they survive. That's how they are, that's how they make it to the next level. That's why they're buying businesses and things, because they're working together. And that's all I want our young black youth to know, because they're our future. If they can come together now and do what we haven't done, our world is just going to get better and better. That doesn't mean hate anyone else. That doesn't mean any of that. That just means come together so we can have something. We're not leaving our kids anything. They don't have land. You know, they don't have anything to build on. They don't have businesses. You know, some of them do. But for the majority of our black communities, they're not thinking along those lines of growing their own food and, you know, having their own department stores and shopping black and buying black. Our money doesn't bounce one time. That means we don't spend with each other even once.
Yeah, we don't have our own institutions. Where other cultures and other races, they have their own institutions. That's the key.
Well,
I agree
it is
100%.
And that's what's going to help stop the violence.
Yeah.
That will help stop violence, because then we can employ our own children.
Right.
You know, but right now there's no jobs to employ anyone, but we don't have any businesses, enough of them, to even employ our youth, to give them jobs, to get them off the streets. So this is what you're doing is what we all need to be doing. So I hope that as we come, you know, get more educated and step out of fear, that we become more like you, Ms. Patrice, because you're doing
it. Thanks very much. I wish to, my goal also is just to, you know, inspire other people, inspire other youth, and I do mentor. I'm a mentor as well. And so just getting them out there and helping, you know, promote the march is one thing, and, you know, them learning about that and how to do that and seeing how I move and whatnot, just to inspire. That's just my whole goal, just to inspire somebody else to do even more than what I do.
Well, I have definitely been inspired. I got to read your bio and, you know, just kind of, you know, get a feel on who you are. And it has really inspired me today and the days leading up to this interview. So I want to say thank you. And do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to give? And I need you to just give your phone number and your email one more time for the listeners. I'll be repeating it throughout the show once I let you go, but I want you to do that one more time so everyone knows how to contact you.
All right. So I just want to shout you out. I just want to say that I definitely appreciate you having me on and showing me love and showing me support and just being real genuine from the first, you know, our first interactions. Thank you very much. Appreciate everything that you're doing with your radio show, having me on. You know, also Ms. Davis, who hooked us up. I really appreciate her. Shout out to Real Boy ENT. also, just my mom and my dad and my whole family and everybody else who's been supporting the movement and supporting everything here that we're trying to do to better our community in Vallejo and the Bay and Cali and just worldwide, just positivity. My phone number is 707-704-4192. My email is patricellewis@gmail.com, patricellewis@gmail.com.
Wow. I am so grateful and so thankful for having you on today. I will be talking with you soon for, you know, future engagements to try to get you out here in Sacramento. Maybe we can get together and put on a really nice event, you know, a Stop the Violence or Nonviolence event. That would be really great to collaborate and do some work together. So
I have a young lady out there who's in the community doing those type of events. So I would love, and I was to Sac State. So, of course, that's still somewhat of a hometown for me. So I would love to come and do an event out there.
And I will be just so great to be in your presence. So I will see you personally August 29th. I will be there.
Woo-hoo.
I hope all my listeners will be there.
Yes.
And come out, be inspired, you know, feel the love,
support Black, you know, support us, support Miss Patrice and her endeavors, you know. This is what we need. This is what the world needs. So, Miss Patrice, I appreciate you, and my heart is with you. Do your
thank
thing.
You.
You know, just keep doing your thing, young lady, and I'll be wrapping up with you soon, and I'll see you.
You again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Miss Patrice L. Lewis on our show today on La Rock Inspired Radio. If any of you all missed the show or pieces of the interview, Ms. Patrice L. Lewis is putting on her first annual community march. Now, this is a nonviolence march in Vallejo, California. This is going to start at address 245 Holly Street. So make sure that you guys come out. You know, there's going to be speeches, performances, adults speaking that have been affected directly by violence, youth that have been directly affected by violence. There will be some shows from fraternity and sorority, excuse me. And come out, support. We need you. We need you to support. We need you. We need you. We need you. Again, we're going to be having the African Market September 12, 2015, starts at 10 o'clock. African Market, 2251 Florin Road. Come out, buy black, you know, support. If you need a vendor, if you want to be a vendor, you can call Mr. Ra James West. His number is 916-730-6386. This is going to be at the Sojourner Truth Building September 12th from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Come out, get your grub on. Support, 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 support. If you need your hair done, if you need your hair weaved, if you need your hair washed, permed, anything, you can call my girl Mina. She's at 715 Merchant Street. She is at Hair to Die For, and she can be reached at 916-969-5254. Again, the address is 715 Merchant Street. You can ask for Mina, and her number is 969-5254. She's a great stylist. She does my hair personally. I also have a young lady by the name of Lorray. She's also does my hair. She's amazing. And I'll be, later on in the show, I'll be giving you her information as well. Again, buy your super lolly butter, your shea butter. You might need it for your hair. You might need it for your skin. It's good for sunburn, eczema, burns, body scars, dry feet. Also with the super lolly butter, she also has super lolly lip balm. So if your lips are dry and you just want to purchase something that's organic and doesn't have any chemicals, you can purchase the Super Lolly Butter. She can be reached at 916-617-8326, or you can go onto Facebook and look up Super Lolly Butter, and she should come straight up, okay? Make sure you get it. It's the best product I've used. It really works, and she makes it special. She makes it with a lot of love, you know. So if you guys need, you know, I don't even have lotion or any grease in my home any longer, because all I use is Super Lolly Butter. It really works for everything. I hope you guys are having a great day out there. I know it's pretty hot, really hot. It's about 103 out here in Sacramento. And I was out today, and I walked outside. Me and the heat got into a little fight, and the heat won. I couldn't do it. I said, okay, I got to go sit under the AC, get a lot of water in my system, and get ready to be able to talk to you all. So, again, if you have any questions, you want to call in, the number to call in to speak with me is 323-642-1569. I'm going to go ahead and go into another song. I hope everyone out there is listening and having a great day. I'm going to play some Jasmine Sullivan, Let It Burn.
Expected, that crazy little tingling feeling.
I like that song. That was Jasmine Sullivan, Let It Burn. I sound kind of old school. That's why I like it. Okay. I hope everybody's having a good day. Again, I interviewed Patrice L. Lewis. She's putting on a nonviolence community march in Vallejo, California. She can be reached. She's a mentor. She's also graduated from Sac State University. So for any of you who may have missed the show today, her contact information, if you're looking for a youth mentor or someone that can, you know, help you with your child or just a place where you can send your child to get some, you know, quality time with a different adult in a positive environment, she can be reached at 707-704-4192. That is her direct phone number. And she also has an email at patricellewis@gmail.com, and that's patricellewis@gmail.com. She's putting on a march August 29th in Vallejo, California, 245 Holy Street. So I hope you all show up and support this young lady and her vision. This is what we need to make it out here. You know, she has another program that she's working with called Vallejo Youth Together. She's also with the NAACP. They have another program that she was referring some youth to called Hoop for Life, Hoop Life Forever, and also Vallejo's Peace Project, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Project. Support. We need you guys. I did want to say today, I want to send a shout out to Ms. Pearl. Ms. Pearl is amazing. She is actually my mentor. And having an amazing woman like Pearl on my team really makes my days just happier. You know, she is a part of, she is Faces of Success Radio. She gave me this platform and all the other DJs. I want to give a shout out to every DJ out there. This is not an easy job. So I want to just say, keep doing what you do. You guys sound great. You know, and I'm learning as I listen to you all how to do my thing. So my shout out is to Miss Pearl. Miss Pearl, have a safe trip, a wonderful trip. Enjoy yourself. You know, we're all here for you. I know you're going to have a blast there because she's covering the Jackson 5 this weekend. So she is doing her thing, okay? So, again, shout out to Ms. Pearl. Be safe. We love you. Stay healthy. Drink lots of water. It can get hot out there. So drink water and take care of yourself, okay? Again, I'm your DJ LaRock. I'm your host. I'm your homegirl. I'm your sister. I'm your friend. Call me every Tuesday. I'm here to listen to what you have to say so we can get your message out there. It's not just about my message. It's about the world's message and what it is that this platform that I have can do to get your message heard. So if you have a message and there's something you want to say that's going to bring change to this community, change to this world, please listen in and call in. Listen in and call in because we need you. We need your words. We need your encouragement. I also want to send love out to mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters who may have lost a child or a brother or a sister. I don't know that pain. And there's a lot of people that may not know your pain. So with that, we don't need to stand in your pain with you. We want to be there to help you get through it. So I just want to send my love out to all the mothers, all the brothers, all the fathers, all the sisters who may have lost a loved one. And death doesn't change overnight. Losing someone doesn't change overnight. So people think, oh, if they lost a child 10 years ago or if they lost a child 15 years ago, they should maybe be over it somehow or get through, you know, get over it, live your life. Once you lose a child, there's not even a name. for a mother or father who lost a child. There's not even a name for that. So that's how we know it's not really natural for us to go before our, for our children to go before us. So to the parents and sisters and brothers who may have lost a loved one, my heart is with you. I am sending you peace through these airwaves. I'm sending you love, encouragement. That's what we need to really make a change in this world today. I want to go ahead and play another song before I let you guys go today. I just, in my heart, I feel that I need to say, stop the violence. Stop the violence. Let's change the world together. And I know that, you know, people think, I'm just one person. How can I make a change? Because it starts with one person. And with one person becomes another person, and that becomes like a chain link. And as the chain gets bigger and bigger and stronger, it's unbreakable. So if we come together, one person at a time, things will definitely change. Because I'm not giving up on my youth. I'm not giving up on, I have a 14-year-old son. I have a 19-year-old daughter. These children that I'm raising are our future, and the children that you're raising is our future. So if you give up, you're giving up on them. You're giving up on them. This generation that's coming up now is the strongest generation I've ever seen. And if we steer them in the right direction and give them the right tools, they're going to be the ones to make this world get some balance. All right, you guys, I want to play one of my favorite artists. His name is Fred Hammond, and I think it's just perfect for the show today. And the song is called Yes, He Will by Fred Hammond. I'll be back with you shortly.
I die. For every need there is supply. The Savior says, just ask and believe that you receive. You ask the impossible, won't you do it? Somebody say yes. Being free, if you need that mountain in the sea, if it seems to hurt for you, just believe that He wants to do what seems impossible for you right now. Just say yes. Yes, it will. Impossible, won't he do it? Say
My spirit feeling so good. I hope you guys are all feeling good out there. You know, I want to say love is action. Love is happiness. Love is trust. Love is protection. Love is you and me. And love is hope. And love is faith. Love is unconditional. Love is joy. Love is love. Love is sacrifice. You know, there's many ways to love. And let us remember that. Let's love this world back to health. Let's love each other back. You know, let the men quit hating on the men. The women quit hating on the women. The men quit hating on the women. The women quit hating on the men. Because all we're doing is showing our children that are coming up behind us confusion and junk. It doesn't matter who you love. It doesn't matter how you love. As long as you're loving and you're giving back and you're doing good and you're being good, that's all that actually matters. Let's be good. Let's do good. Let's live good. Let's love good. Love is happiness. Love makes you smile. Love makes you feel hopeful. Love makes you feel blessed. Love is very unique, and love is very true, and love is very faithful. Why not want that? Now, that's a euphoria you should want to feel. Put down the guns. Put down the drugs. Put down the alcohol. Put down the weed. Pick up love. And it'll sustain you, and it will give you what you're looking for. It really, really, really will. It doesn't make you a punk. That doesn't make you a sissy. That doesn't make you a weenie. That means that you're a human being.
Animals love. Plants love. I mean, just think of all the beautiful things in the world. They have to have love and water to grow. And we're dying off with all these diseases and all these different ailings of our bodies because no one is loving each other. We're all trying to get space and be apart and isolate and get time to ourselves. And we need to come together. Like the young lady we said on the phone, it's been 160 years since slavery was closed. And we still act like slaves. The anniversary of Emmett Till is coming upon 60 years, August the 29th. And we still doing the same things. When are we gonna just love differently? We got to do it. Again, I can't say it enough. Patrice L. Lewis was on the show today. She's putting on a nonviolence march, August the 29th. Starts at 9 a.m. There'll be a live step show, and there'll be youth there speaking. There'll be adults there speaking. There'll be spoken word and a step show with sororities and fraternities. So that's male and female, for those of you that may not know what I'm talking about. They will be there to support and put on a great show. This is a free event. If you have any questions, if you need directions, first off, the address is 245 Holy Street, Vallejo, California, 95656. And the phone number for Ms. Patrice is 707-704-4192. Give her a call. She can give you all the information you need if you didn't get it here today. Call this young woman. See how you can help. Maybe she needs you to speak or dance or sing. Call her or email her at patricell.lewis@gmail.com. And that's patricell.lewis@gmail.com. I want to just say to my listeners, thank you guys for listening in to LaRock Inspired Radio. I appreciate the support and the love. I'm going to go ahead and close the show out. I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. I have a special guest coming on next Tuesday, so I hope you guys are all there to listen. I'm not going to tell you who my special guest is, but if you tune in, you'll know. And I'll let you guys know before the show starts who the special guest is, but it's someone that I truly care about, and I can't wait to do this interview. I am going to end this song. I'm going to play Yearning for Your Love by the Gap Band. I'm yearning for love. You know, love is out there. And I don't mean love, relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend love. I mean friendship, unconditional. You don't want nothing from me. I don't have to give you nothing. You don't have to give me anything. But just a good friend, a good friendship. You know, just someone that you can love unconditionally. And I think the world is yearning for love again. So again, I'm your host, LaRock. I'm your DJ, your homegirl, your big AT, your sister. Call me next Tuesday. I'll be here. 323-642-569. I love all you guys. Have a blessed day. We're going to end this with Yearning for Your Love by the Gap Band. Thank you for listening to Faces of Success on Rock Inspired Radio.
outside.